Jesus and Blessed Mother are here with their hearts exposed. Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today I tell you the heart of the world has become paganistic, serving the God of self-love and disavowing my Father's commandments. Some serve this false God through abortion, terrorism, spiritual pride, or even spiritual apathy. Once again I tell you, the world will not change until every heart changes through conversion in holy love. Even great signs are not enough for some to believe, for their spirituality is too much a part of their intellect and not enough a part of their heart. All the fortunes of the world will prove to you to be little more than sand running through the hourglass of time. Recognize the great prize of holy love as the pearl of untold value for which you give up everything to possess. Holy love in your heart is the treasure which leads you into eternal happiness. Holy love is the New Jerusalem. Today, in the name of good, much evil is accomplished. Whole ideologies embrace terrorism in the name of a God who does not exist. Such false religions claim many souls. When I return, I will rebuke this spirit of deceit, along with this same spirit that promotes abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, materialism, all ideologies which promote self-love and lead souls away from love of God and love of neighbor. But I come here today for each soul, and so for every soul and all nations. I desire that you know the peace of living in complete trust, trust which can only come into the heart through surrender to holy love. Your prosperity and security do not come from any one leader. It flows from divine love, divine mercy, and my divine provision, which can only come to you through your trustful surrender to me. Do not look elsewhere. Do not trust any other path or leadership. What is not grounded in holy love is false and temporary. Change your heart and your lives so that all resemble holy love. Any leadership that promotes propaganda based on lies against heaven's efforts here will not be upheld in eternity. While I seek the welfare of souls, they concern themselves with power, control, and material gain. You must pray that the truth convicts the most pharisaical heart. I tell you, all that they have tried to destroy will be 1,000 times multiplied in heaven's efforts here. I remind you solemnly that Satan will do anything, use anyone, even the most unlikely, to destroy this mission. Remember, Satan is the father of lies and the accuser. Do not be in league with him by believing anything and everything that you hear about this mission and the messenger. Once again, I tell you, the mission will succeed where the enemy hopes for our downfall. Those who have laid traps will find themselves defeated by the truth of the source of all good and the creator of love itself. Trust always in my loving, merciful provision. One cannot be separated from the other. These three attributes are always together: love, mercy, and my provision. Realize each present moment for each individual is as unique in the grace it holds as it is unique in the crosses that it offers. Embrace each present moment with love, for any reluctance to do so is not from me, but from the enemy of your soul. In holy love, be joyful, always united with one another in the truth. Remember, holy love does not tear down, but builds up the body of Christ, my body on earth. Once again, I caution you against anyone who discourages any of this. So many have become unwitting instruments of evil. Still others willingly cooperate with Satan's agenda. Beware. I do not speak here to please man, but only to accomplish the will of my Father. My brothers and sisters, when you come here on pilgrimage, do not come looking for reasons not to believe. Rather, come with an open heart, looking for reasons to believe. This pleases me, and it opens your heart to many graces. When you pray, pray that love of my Father's divine will be placed in the world in its proper sovereignty. Today, we're blessing you with the complete blessing of our united hearts.